And I think the consistency that we could just kind of maintain throughout the game, you know, win each quarter, kind of an ugly, not the best basketball game for us, but there was a little bit of consistency in our effort defensively, and we found a way to score enough points offensively. You know, taking away the paint was going to be something that was important, and controlling our turnovers, and, you know, we were good enough to get the win. So we need to get better.
Any reason you put your finger on that you were a little sloppy?
I think you have to give them credit. They do some things that, you know, make it difficult. We talked about their pressure before the game. They can get up into you. They can be active. You know, they do some things defensively that, you know, at times can create some problems if you don't move the ball and you don't attack them the right way. So I think, you know, they deserve some credit for some of the defense and some of the turnovers. That's what they do. They create a lot of turnovers.
Are you ever concerned as the coach of a team that's playing so well when you're about to play a team that's so young and has struggled so much, a human element might creep in?
Coaches are always worried. Like, you just put yes next to that question. You know, I mean, it's just we're trying to develop a, you know, day-by-day approach. We're trying to build habits and not worry who we're playing. And so I give our group credit for their approach on that day-to-day. And, you know, but like I said, coaches were always worried.
92 for 11 in the first quarter on threes. Was that, by design, was that too many threes taken at that point in time?
One of the timeouts, we talked about shooting too many jump shots. And I'm a big believer in, you know, shoot when you're open and spread the court. And the three ball is part of our game. But at times you have to drive more and you have to attack more. And I think there was a point, you know, early tonight where we weren't driving enough.
Mescal got some extended burn tonight. What did you like from what you saw from him?
Just, you know, his activity and his length is always something that stands out every time Mike gets to play. He's, you know, he affects the game on the defensive end at the rim. I think he alters shots, blocks shots, and I think on the boards, you know, both defensively and offensively, he has a presence. And tonight he made a few shots, reacted well to situations. I think the game slowed down for him a little bit tonight. I think playing him in the D League for a couple of games was very good for him, and there's nothing like getting game action and, you know, prepares you for when you get an opportunity to play.
Was there anything that made you go to Shelton first before Dennis in the first quarter when you put him in, or was it just something that was a part of the rotation?
Yeah, no, it's part of the rotation. You know, Shelvin's kind of playing the backup too. He's more Kyle's, you know, going in for him, and Dennis for Jeff. And, you know, sometimes I take different guys out a little bit earlier, a little bit later. And so, no, it was just kind of normal.
The late lead there, is that kind of why you back off the minutes on Damari and Jeff?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I think at one point we're up 14 or 15. You know, you hope that, you know, I think our guys that were out there were playing pretty well. We got a lot of faith and confidence in them. And, you know, it just gives you a chance to play them and develop them and grow them more. All right, thanks.